Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Welcome to I Saw This on the Internet, a show that resembles a podcast with with topics. Today's guest, we have Lulu Gonzalez, whose mom was a maid. Very sensitive subject for her. To hear more, and we got Patrick Cloud. All right.
Pick a name to call him. Are you going to do Houston or Cloud? What you going to do?
Whatever comes out.
Cloud.
Patrick Brian Houston. All right. Also, Pat's one of the people who's just frozen in age. He's like, when I met him, I think he was like 20. So how old were you in 2013? 2014?
I think I met you when I was 24. Four or five.
24 so what are you? You're 33 now? Yeah. So you're 24.
Damn, you were that young?
But same, I was a same temperament, much better producer and all that stuff, but like
locks
looks
a longer. Yeah.
Locks are way longer.
Ridiculous with short locks.
Young
I went
Patrick.
Back. I look like a lesbian.
You still look like a lesbian. You just like an older lesbian.
Yeah, you look like you own a bookstore now.
Yeah. Like you have a business.
No,
you make your own butter.
I look like a man.
Listen, the flannels.
I look like a man.
Like you got a whole bunch of dream catches.
You look like
I got a chest since then.
You know that some of the gay people be mad at the new gays, like, y'all ain't even got to run
new
it.
Gays.
We was gay when it wasn't cool to be gay. Look at y'all.
We had to be gay in the shadows.
He still got dogs. He loves flannels. Up on the bun. Yeah. He is a lesbian.
Oh, I do like flannels.
Hey, you love flannels. And joggers.
Pat got a coochie.
You like.
All right, we're going to attempt to do a topic. If I don't start now, whatever.
Do the show, man. Do the show.
Lesbians do be wearing flannels. I've been saying that.
Yes.
And I didn't even make the connection.
Because who are you?
I've been saying that for years.
I threw out all my flannels. I was like, nope, people think I'm a lesbian.
I found it like, ooh.
Found it?
I gave it to him. I was like, here, man.
I was just standing behind her. Thank you, God.
That's a word.
Thank you, God.
He's like, flannels just keep raining on me.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Appreciate the outfit.
All right.
Scissor gang, scissor gang, scissor gang.
Scissor gang? Fight a coochie. Fight a coochie, I would try a scissoring. Seems fun.
That's all people
It feels
know.
Like it's just temporary satisfaction. Like, oh.
That seems exhausting.
You know what it feels like?
Never had a college night?
No. I really like men, you know? I really, really like
men. You and a woman ever look into each other's eyes for a second? Like,
nah.
Hit
him like, nah. Dapped up and shit.
Nah.
Would have put on some brakes right afterwards.
It was like in high school, like it was before, you know, being gay was cool. Uh-huh. And like 90% of the basketball team was gay, and it was like me and two other girls who were straight, and we would go change in the bathroom. We'd be like,
we're going in the boys' locker room. That makes
like,
it look
that's
worse.
There's actual penises in there.
Yeah. I'm like, that's where I belong. I'm gonna go over here. Y'all can have it. For y'all. Good night.
Good night.
See you on the court.
Oh, shit.
All right, this story is wild. This is really funny, though. A former Chicago school official accused of embezzling $1.5 million worth of chicken wings.
Was you to him?
You heard him there?
It was to him.
Why'd you finish my sentence? You knew this?
How do you embezzle chicken wings?
Let's
you're taking
out.
Them home.
How do you flip them? Wait, you flip them?
Say the headline again.
All right, I'm going to read the article. Former official in school district of Chicago suburb of Harvey is accused of a bizarre scheme involving more than $1 million worth of stolen chicken wings. Vera Liddell is the former director of food services at Harvey School District 152. The Cook County State's Attorney's Office alleges that Liddell launched an embezzlement scheme that resulted in the theft of wings worth more than $1.5 million. The scheme began during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic when schools were closed on state order and replaced by virtual learning. Despite the fact that children were learning remotely, the school district was still providing meals for pickup according to the office. From July 20 to February 2022, Liddell placed hundreds of unauthorized orders for food items, including 11,000 cases of chicken wings, for which the district was billed more than $1.5 million. The purchases were made separately from legit orders made by the school district. And it looks like...
Where did he have all this chicken delivered to?
It's a woman. She showed up to the Gordon Food Service to pick up the food orders and leave with the district in the cargo van, but the food was never brought to the school or the students, prosecutor said. And it's not clear what she did with the chicken.
She had a food truck.
She was money laundering chicken.
She had a food truck.
I couldn't imagine being a getaway driver with a back full of chicken.
Chickens falling out. Like a cartoon.
Someone's on the back of the truck like.
Chicken flying everywhere.
That's that exact music that they
heard.
And his drivers all
swerving
on the road.
We gotta get the chicken!
Wacky ass criminals. You gotta damn 100 pieces in the back. Go, go, go! Is that the cops? No, nigga. They don't care.
Remember during the pandemic, chicken wings were hard to get. So she had like a delicacy. Because remember, Wingstop had switched over to thighs.
Yeah.
Because she was the reason.
She's the reason why.
She was a Frank Lucas of wings.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
no chicken moves through Chicago without me.
I'm the reason for the chicken shortage.
She's selling to Harold's and everybody. Popeyes, Bojangles.
It's like one wing in a baggie. Come on, man. Get out of here.
He's like, come on, man.
Go down the street to pay.
Right here, my boy.
It's like the wire. You go to get the money down there.
She'd be like,
these ain't, don't hand it to me right here. They got the whole hand-to-hand on camera.
These ain't my wings. Whose wings are these? Where you get these? This is a big-ass wing, my guy. I do little real wings. Organic, my guy.
I use the payphone. The cops are after us. Use the payphone down the street.
When was the last time you see the payphone?
These are Beer Wings. That's a company name. That's a brand. I stand behind it. When you change it, you weaken the brand.
A drug dealer with the same intensity, but they sell chicken. It's hilarious. Nigga, you want to put hot honey rub out here? We sell lemon pepper.
They try to kill my fryer.
Oh, so you putting sauces out behind my back? You putting sauces out behind my back?
I was just trying something, man. I just figured lemon pepper with the honey. Look at lemon pepper honey. You clear that with me. Ain't no new flavors on my back.
Nobody talks to me directly. You talk to Popeyes. Popeyes will talk to Wingstop. Nobody talks to me directly.
I'm putting sauces on all these sandwiches.
Popeyes directly?
Those are nugs. You don't douse that shit. You dip that shit. Dip it. 100% nug.
I built this. Drumstick by stick.
Nigga, I built this. Cluck by cluck. Cluck by cluck, nigga.
You'll be damned if I let you fuck it up because you don't like it way another nigga boss this chicken.
I love that scene. He acted his ass off.
Oh, my. Bodies, 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 bodies. Like, nigga, this is a Kendrick Lamar video.
She's walking with a cane. Nothing happened to you. I'm just trying to fit in with this Kingpin shit. I want to know how she got, like, if she got caught, if she was in the room, they're like, we never got those wings. She's like...
Oh no! Wait!
So how about you got the 100? You got the 1,000 wings, right? Wings.
We have a purchase order for 150,000.
Nancy's been delivering vanfuls of them for the last 3 weeks. Nancy,
didn't you open a food truck, Nancy? No, that said it's called Wings. Isn't your business called Wings Stolen from the Chicago School District?
The slogan is so good, you think they were stolen?
Wings so hot, you think they stole it?
Your business is called, you should feed these to your kids.
It's called Taste of Sin.
No, I always had this business. You did not.
You did not.
Your first day was the day the first order went missing. Coincidence.
She dips.
Somebody get the wings.
They be bouncing all around like, what's
it's just
sweet?
Her making the sound. How are you doing that?
It makes me get away faster.
Somebody in the car window like, what are you doing?
No one's chasing him.
That reminds me of, you remember on To Catch a Predator? They would be like, the dudes would come in and try to talk to the kid, and then the people would come out with the police. They'd be like, never mind, I'm just going to leave. Like,
No.
Sir, this is a crime.
Come on back.
He'd just be like,
I left something in the car. What?
Hilarious. Never mind. Oh, never mind.
You were
here for a 14-year-old kid.
Nah, he's never mind. Well, why did you bring condoms, Sprite, and Uno cards?
Why do you have condoms? I always have these.
Yeah.
Like, what?
She asked me to, so I brought it for
Pokemon
her.
Cards and a Fortnite subscription
and Smirnoff
and weed.
You have condoms and a pacifier. What exactly?
You're going to jail.
I changed my mind. The police made me change my mind. Actually, never mind. I shouldn't be doing this.
I actually was just coming to see if they were safe.
This is you getting caught. This is you getting caught and going to jail. Actually,
he's like, no, I was trying to help.
Now that I think
criminal
about it.
Criminal arrest.
Now that I'm already here with everything and every intent, and I thought about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I shouldn't be doing this.
They used to be like, I was just playing. Play. We have years of transcripts. You have pictures on your computer.
And then there's eventually that point where they're like, all right, come on, man. Like, they're calling the cops. They're like, all right, come on, man. Just man to man.
Could like you let this go? They're going to be like, you know what? All right.
You stay out of trouble. Like,
you cool.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
Get out of here, buddy.
You seem like a cool guy.
What? I've been there myself. It's okay. I understand.
Jail. Prison. Bottom of prison.
He's like, which jail?
Oh, not weed jail for you.
Listen, now I can only picture Denzel getting angry over chicken. Like, I ain't know you like to get fried.
Okay, all right.
I know you like to get saucy.
What you mean? You eating barbecue. On the job?
What if these were just all for her? She wasn't reselling these.
That's a problem.
She was like the duck, like the, you know, Scrooge McDuck. She just had a whole room of wings.
Swimming in wings?
Yeah.
That's a salmonella swim.
You know how
many
wings of $1.5 million buys?
That's a lot.
11? What would you do?
11,000?
11,000. Well, the orders are...
What was it over the course of how long?
2 years.
This was really like
also,
a...
Also, they need better accountants.
2 years is
wild. $1.5 million? They're like, man, something's going on with the chicken. I
didn't even know they were putting that much money into the chicken. And just wings, not the whole food program.
And like, this is for the school. This what were they feeding these kids?
This was good.
I want to take a quick break from the show to let you know this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, it's so easy to get caught up in what everyone else needs from you and never take a moment to think about your own self. What do you need from yourself? When we spend all of our time giving, it can leave us feeling stretched thin and burned out. Therapy can give you the tools to find more balance in your life so you can keep supporting others without leaving yourself behind. Listen, therapy has helped me to do just that. I give a lot as a husband, a father, a friend, a brother, an employer, a son, a grandson. There's a lot of people that I got to help financially, emotionally, physically. And sometimes I got nothing left for old Kev. And you cannot give from a place of emptiness. So therapy has helped me to prioritize my own self. And that means sometimes I just got to do the proper things, make sure I'm still good. And that's all we're trying to tell you to do with BetterHelp. Listen, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. All right? Find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sawthis to get 10% off your first month. Once again, that's BetterHelp.com/sawthis to get 10% off your first month. And now back to the show.
Us from Breaking Bad. What? She had a whole chicken operation. Ooh,
that's why you opened the restaurant.
She was the supplier.
George.
She was the supplier. It just got cut off. They cut it off too early. They should have kept going up the ladder. Who was she selling to?
I was like, where was she storing all these chickens?
She ate them.
That's a lot of chicken.
No, it was 11,000 cases.
Cases?
Oh, wow.
Cases of chicken wings.
That low-key might be the reason for the shortage.
1,000%.
You think somebody doing that with the eggs right now? That's why eggs
man,
is
y'all
price?
Been seeing the food we getting destroyed. Like, all these buildings are, like, egg factories are getting, like, blown up.
By who? Who blew up an egg factory?
Conspiracy theorists say it's a whole supply and demand thing. Like, you destroy the price, you destroy a factory. Because there's been, like, six factories getting destroyed.
That's like that's a cartoon villain. Like, I'm going to blow up the egg factory. Cut off the eggs.
Bro, that's
this
so
is like
crazy.
Gru from Minions. Like, I just picture a that's giant factory that says eggs. And, like, billowing smoke.
Just says eggs on the side.
This is where eggs are produced. You kill the eggs, you kill the chicken, you kill the blacks. Start at the neck. You kill the old snake.
That's brilliant.
You kill the eggs, chicken blacks.
Somebody on Patreon said it was Wile E. Coyote bombing.
It was blown up with an Acme missile.
They always had the dynamite. Like this.
Just a bunch of like eggs fly.
And then the roadrunner runs by. Eat me. What the heck? I thought you was in there.
Then the building still falls on him. The building blew up 30 minutes ago and still falls on him.
Then a salt and pepper plane flies over.
Oh my God.
And seasons the mess.
Oh my God.
Hey, Wile E. Coyote sucked.
He's a horrible
great cartoon.
No, no,
really bad at what he was trying
to do. Did he suck? Or did the Acme products suck?
Nigga, yeah. He was a predator. You're supposed to be able to naturally do this. He had a James Bond level of assistance. He had missiles, jetpacks.
But they'd be faulty products. They'd be faulty products.
Acme made everything. Of course something was going to be faulty.
He keep buying the shit.
That is like a traditionalist. You're supposed to catch it with your hand, Wile E.
You a predator.
You got bro. Rockets inside.
This is making it a frame.
He had
right?
a rocket skateboard.
He put the metal balls with the bird feed.
He had traps.
And then he got a big magnet.
Pellets. It was pellets.
That big magnet with roller skates on it trying to pull a roadrunner tool. I ran into a fucking Mack truck.
Nigga, hella animals are fast. That's not an excuse.
He's a coyote. He's how, you know, to be fast.
How you know he didn't try to catch him naturally, and that's why he turned
the
to the product?
When he was like, I got wait. We should document
this. It was like, in the middle, it was like, I give up. No. We're going to turn this Netflix series, and we're going to tell your story, bro.
He was about to starve to death, and he got a sponsorship. Acme came up like, look, you are failing.
We got a brand deal.
We've been watching on an Acme telescope. You have failed every attempt. We can help you.
Let us help, bro. Let us help.
Just tell us what you need. I need an anvil. I need
that was always an anvil, too. Falling. Just falling randomly from the sky.
Cartoons over-indexed on. I thought anvils were. I've never seen an anvil in my entire life. Right. I've seen 7 million.
Oh, yeah. That's what they be working on. Yeah. Who turned that
everywhere.
Into a weapon?
Bro. The anvils falling from the sky. They're building stuff with them. I thought in my life anvil would be around.
You can buy anvil right now for $800.
From Acme. I was
it really is on Acme.
Growing up.
Wait, Acme is a place you could actually buy stuff from?
Bro, I just looked this up the other day.
No way.
I just looked this up.
Growing up, I was always scared that anvil was going to fall on me. Just like,
or a piano.
There were so many.
Acme executives were probably like, man, we got to make some. What else can we make for this nigga? We've made every product.
He even had
still
a human bow. He was the arrow. And he put himself. And he was like, this is it.
He did.
This is it.
It's so. What if Abby was like telling him to buy way more practical stuff? He's like, this is a hunting rifle. Nah, get me the grand piano.
What?
Yeah, give me a jetpack, a human bow and arrow, and a grand piano. How would that work?
And metal pellets. Metal pellets.
Just trust me.
We
make that, but you don't need that. Here's just a Roadrunner trap.
That's actually for Thor.
You just put it in the Roadrunner.
No, I don't want that. I don't want it too easy.
Get me a hammer, a set of jacks, a jump rope.
Did you see what he had? A helmet? He had like a helmet with a spring on it?
Yes.
In case the rocks came down, he could bounce them.
He's like, well, we just make that for jokes. That's why it's always failing.
Right.
It's like, oh, you're getting our novelty stuff.
The only shops at the gas.
You got Spencer's gifts? Like, you're playing around.
You're buying our toys.
These are gas gifts.
I'm only shopping the gift shop.
You know what my favorite one was? When he painted the black hole in the mountain
and
the
rubber ran through it.
And then he went through it and smacked into the wall.
But no, the other one, the And later on, the train came out.
Yes.
He was out of
here. Wiley, the shit is, he's literally magic at this point. He's using magic. Just hunt something else. I want to kill this motherfucker for really no reason.
Yeah. Because if it was hunger, he's dead. He hasn't eaten ever.
Does Roadrunner do anything bad? Does he counter?
No, he just taunts him.
He taunts him.
Meet me. Meet me. Just that. Why the coyote can't sleep? He's just like, meet me. Meet me.
Meet me.
Roadrunner be enjoying his life. Why the coyote
like doing drugs?
Meet me.
Can't shake this.
He would be. He got meet me. He got
a grand piano in an anvil.
He got meet me tatted on his arms across his chest like Thug Life.
He would just taunt the hell out of him. Poor little Wiley.
He's like, meet me.
Acme's like, we literally made a Roadrunner attractant spray. Nah, man. Give me a garlic necklace and a wooden stake.
Did you see the catapult? When he had a catapult? Oh my and he's God. Like, I'm going to catapult myself over there. Yeah. They're like, no, this is for boulders. It's for me now. Like,
but then he took the boulder. By the road. We smack into something.
We told you that would happen.
How are you going to stop? How are you going to stop? You're only going to stop when you hit something.
You going to aim for
That's why he's like, give me the helmet with the spring on it. I'm good.
I'm going to grab him when I go by. You're going to be going 1,000 miles an hour. You can't move. No, I can't. I can't.
God did. Acme rolled their eyes every time they see Wiley. Like, oh.
Every time they get a purchase order.
He comes in with like crutches and he's all black from being blown up.
They try to hide under the
catapult
when they see
didn't
him come
work. Just like you said, the catapult didn't work.
Remember? Wait, no. Do you remember?
Just like you said.
Do you remember when he had the suit where he could fly like Batman?
Yes.
And he was hyped because it was working for like 2 seconds. And then the things came out. He was like,
oh. Because they're always like in the air and then they look down and then gravity starts.
If you don't notice gravity, you can literally fly if you want to. Just do not look down. Once you recognize it, then gravity's like, nigga, we told you not to look down. Come on back,
bring
buddy.
Bring that ass here, boy.
Oh, my goodness.
It's hot in here.
So that was us trying to do a story.
We did good. I didn't realize we all watched Wiley E. Coyote intently. We were like, this dude is stupid. He's terrible.
It's hilarious. They really ran back the same cartoon. But like Tom and Jerry, it was just like different things chasing each other.
Oh,
kids
yeah,
to watch
Tom
it.
And Jerry, just Wiley Coyote and Roadrunner inside.
Mm-hmm. Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd. Like everybody
Sylvester
was just chasing each
Tweety.
Other.
Sylvester the Cat and Tweety Bird.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's just him chasing
her. I never thought of it at the time.
They were like,
this is the most original idea.
Cat and mouse?
He's chasing this thing.
So it was like cat and mouse, cat and bird. You don't want to switch up both of the nah. Cat and bird.
Cat and bird.
They switched it up with Foghorn, though. Foghorn and, was it Elmer Fudd?
Humongous rooster man.
Rooster man?
Foghorn Leghorn is like a humanoid rooster.
Right. Yeah.
They're like,
he the king chicken.
Yeah, he was watching all the chickens and stuff. He
made a deal with that lady. You come to the source. I do declare.
It was like a steroid fed chicken.
Looney Tunes universe is the same movie over and over.
Over and over.
They're like, these stupid kids don't even just were like, boy,
new animals.
Yeah.
No. That's different. Remember, there was a mouse in that one. This one got a bird and an old lady. Well, Tom and Jerry also has an old lady. It's just black. Well, you
never
see
her face. Yeah, you never see her face. Though.
But they showed a white grandma in Sylvester and Tweety.
Because it wasn't as racist.
Yeah.
The other girl was a straight up mammy.
And then one stocking was falling down.
Oh, yeah.
The
old,
like,
she's
always cleaning and angry.
Oh, them old cartoons got big sizzle.
Oh, yeah.
I was seeing them stuff on YouTube. I was like, God, dog.
Oh, Bugs Bunny was the worst of the worst.
Oh, my God.
He was in blackface.
Mammy! He literally said that in the cartoon. You were like, yo, this wild as fuck.
Yeah, they all did blackface. They would blow up and have big lips and like piano teeth.
Niggas, wait.
Boy,
what?
They got rid of.
That's how they did Daphne.
Pepe Le Pew.
Pepe Le Pew.
Because he was a rapist.
He had to go.
He was the biggest.
Even as a kid, I was like, this is mild.
I don't know how that was ever okay.
He always held her like long way.
She would always be like, get off of me. He's like, I gotta kiss you.
No, like, God,
I got
man.
In a weird way, that was also a spin. It was like cat and mouse, cat and bird.
Cat and skunk.
Rapist skunk. and whatever other animal he's next to.
It was a cat. It
Who
was a
picked
cat?
That one? It was so friendly up until.
It was somebody with no shirt on in the room.
Big chicken.
Like, you know what we should
Rapist
do.
Skunk.
Well, it was one guy who did all of it. And he did all the voices, too.
Really?
Yeah. Who was it? Hanna-Barbera?
Chuck Jones. You
and
do
he
all
wrote
of
all of them, too?
Dang. Wow. So he did all the voices for all the.
He was
bread.
The Stan Lee of Looney Tunes.
So he that sucks because now we have one person to blame for all the racism. He did the mammy stuff.
He let him know who he really was when the right. Puppy Le Pew, like, these yeah. bitches don't never want me.
I'll show you.
Charles Moore in here not working. You supposed to be working. I'm finna tell.
Dang.
I didn't know French skunk. That's
my
so
sons watch this show called Larva. And it's just like larvas falling over and farting and burping.
Huh?
It's called Larva.
There's no story plot?
It's literally falling, farting, and burping. And Zazie and JoJo thought it was God's gift to animation.
How old were they?
This is 2 years ago.
Larva?
And my sister worked for Netflix. She was like, that show is the most popular show for boys. Like,
Larva.
It's literally falling, burping, peeing. Like, it's
they don't
nothing.
Talk?
They don't talk.
They don't talk?
They don't talk. Larva Island, I think it's called. It's just literally like... Hold on, let me start one. This is playing live. I think it's Korean.
Oh, yeah, I see
it's
that.
Just poop.
Is that poop?
Fart,
are they playing poop hockey?
Yes. It's literally the same thing over and over and over.
I'm not even confident enough to pitch something.
It's seasons and seasons and seasons of this.
That's crazy.
But you know what? If you think about it, that ain't nothing but the Three Stooges.
Yeah.
Like Three Stooges, I thought that was just.
Boy, comedy genius.
You didn't like that?
What?
Nyah, 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 nyah. That didn't get you going?
I didn't really like slapstick humor.
You didn't like?
It was, and it was the.
It was like bonk.
Yeah.
I like. Yeah, yeah. I wasn't like, really big on Three Stooges.
It's a fever dream?
I was like, these are drugs. That is drugs.
Man, I love it.
It's like crackheads.
I love when they was cooking shoe stew. They was. Just put a boot in the pot and be cooking it. He's stirring it around. The ship will pull it up. Almost done. It's a boot.
I like when he said, like why I ought to.
Oh, why man. I. They used to do the most. Follow his hand like, and then slap him.
Y'all been waiting for that. He would do this on a human, adult man.
That's a Donkey Kong.
Like, I'd be like, this is the best thing ever.
You think they were like, cut? And they were like, fuck. All right, so what y'all niggas gonna do? Like, they were just like totally normal. I've never seen like an interview.
A cigarette immediately after.
What was going on?
There was Mo and Larry, who were always there, and then it was Curly, Shimp, and Joe.
Yeah,
oh, there was more than three.
Yeah, there was only three.
No, they alternated the last three.
Shimp came in later after Curly went out, I believe, and then Joe was after Shimp.
What do you mean he went out?
Like, he was out of the three. They had contract disputes. It was the whole thing.
Oh, damn.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. And Larry were there for the longest.
Yeah, didn't they try to do a woman version of it?
No, they should not
do that.
I feel like that's something.
Damn, the fact there was any business attached to that, like, yeah, my contract is almost up. Oh, action.
I said, there's a 3-pound maximum in my face. That 4-pound gonna cost you, bro.
I want a contract extension. I'm walking.
The black people on there, too? Man, they made us big jigaboos, boy.
It was racist?
Oh, my God. They were scared of black people. Oh, mama, it's a ghost in here. And they run sure up and down.
A ghost?
It would be just like that.
It would be Coon City.
Oh, I'm glad I did.
Resident Evil Raccoon City.
That's why I watch, I grew up watching with my dad, Abbott and Costello. I love Abbott. I like
that. Is
that
Who's on First?
Yes, Who's on First, What's on Second, I don't know, on Third.
That is a great. The timing of that joke was like, I watched the whole thing like 2 weeks ago.
Perfection. Mm. And I had like, the DVDs.
How did y'all do that? The timing, because it was so fast.
It was perfect.
And it got like faster and faster and faster, and they never lost the beat of it.
I have all the DVDs. I love Abbott and Costello. That's what
really?
That's what made me like really like want to do like comedy. Like for real.
To the moon, Alice.
To the moon.
Wasn't he talking about knocking her out, though?
Yeah.
Was it?
Problematic, yeah.
Bang, zoom to the moon?
Like, to the moon.
One of these days, Alice.
Oh, yeah. I knew that. I thought you meant like knocking her up.
Knocking her out.
Yeah, that's you gotta say that differently.
That was just an everyday thing back then.
Yeah, bang. It really was.
It was.
That's how, but like as comedy is wild, like I'ma beat your ass. And everyone's like,
because I think she like might. Yeah. Because she'd be like, oh Ralph, like, you ain't gonna do shit.
No, it was almost like, wow, that's just how it is in this day and age.
I won't make your supper. How about fat?
I just saw this the other day. It said the term wife beater reportedly became synonymous for an undershirt after a 1947 criminal case where a Detroit man was arrested for beating his wife to death. And the newspaper printed a photo of the wife beater wearing a stained undershirt.
Well, let me see this picture.
See, that the problem with that's how that shirt was introduced to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the correlation, I didn't think of it.
Yeah.
I didn't learn that until it was already ingrained in me. Right. It was just like, where's your wife beater? And I was like, what's that? And they're like, that's what those shirts are called.
And I thought it was a blanket statement. Like, usually people who wear these beat their wives. I didn't know it was a direct story of a woman who was beat to death.
No, this guy was the leader of it.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that part until this moment.
Yeah, oh, I didn't know that either.
I just thought it was like, because them, you know, dudes in the South were always like,
I just always picture Ike Turner on a wife beater.
But he was always fully clothed in the movie. I always picture somebody from the deep South with like a pickup truck and like a Budweiser or something like that.
But it was just a person. It wasn't like a specific case.
It was like Larry.
Right, and he beat him. I didn't know he beat him to death, too. That's
wild. Why are you looking that up?
I had just saw it.
It was a meme. Yeah, people don't talk about like how crazy memes are for news, too.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times it'd be real.
What do you mean it was a meme for news?
Like it was like a meme.
I saw it on Instagram.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh.
You know how they do the little headlines as a meme?
Got it.
Yeah, because I remember a couple, like maybe like 2 years ago, somebody was like, don't call it a wife beater. I'm like, that's what I know it as. Yeah. Like,
I started kind of in a tank top years ago because of that. And I just thought about it. And even before I read it, I was just like, that's just. Doesn't sound good.
I stopped wearing
or undershirt.
Yeah, right? So you don't have to.
You didn't do that. Never you did that because of your breasts.
Nah, man, yeah. No.
They don't make.
Kept sliding on the outside and you push the white titties. The tank top.
When you wake up in the morning, titties be on the outside.
I'm just sitting on the edge of the bed. The titties just.
When you roll over the balloons, titties start sticking out.
The titties got tangled up.
The titties get entwined. Like, do your titty. This is my titty.
Die for sports bras.
A man's ear. You just need a man's ear.
No, I can't call it a wife beater. Problem solved.
Aw, Titty Cam. Titty Cam and Coochie Pat.
I want to end the show on this. I don't
end
want
the show already. We got time. Where you going?
We only got 5 minutes. I want to do a random question generator and just have you answer, you answer, you answer.
Okay.
And these are not all like ridiculous like the other show. I didn't want any connection to Squadcast, except this feels just like Squadcast with the chemistry. But the topics are different. And there's no new ideas under the sun, man. Shut up.
Oh.
All right, here we go. Lou, this is the one for you.
Okay.
And they're not necessarily all funny, so just relax. What have you created that you are most proud of?
I've created a lot of things that I'm proud of, but the thing I've created the most that I'm proud of is my Young Ma parody.
The rapper.
Yeah, Young I Ma. Did a Young Ma rap parody. And
what was her big song? Hennessy
Oops.
Something?
Oops.
No, I called it Oops, but it was Ooh.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah. I did the parody for that, and that was the first video to ever go viral for me.
Oh, nice.
And I think it was, I put a lot of work into it because nobody wanted me to do it.
Why nobody want you to do it?
So I had a boyfriend at the time who was mad that I was dressing up as a lesbian and portraying. But I was like, the whole point of my song is she's saying she doesn't like women. She likes men. That's the undercover line of it. But it did so well. I love the whole work that I put into it. And it came out perfect. Like, I couldn't ask for it to come out any better.
Perfect.
So that's probably my favorite thing.
Should
I
we answer the same question or a different question?
Different.
Different? All right, Tahir. What's on your bucket list this year?
Not like buckets of chicken.
Let me tell you.
What.
I want a KFC bucket.
Spaghetti. A bucket parfait for KFC.
Bottomless shrimp.
Bucket's a crab. Bucket's a popcorn shrimp.
Bucket list means something else. It means what it means to me. Food that fits.
What if you was like, no, I know what a bucket list is. This is just everything I want to eat before I die. I want a bucket of crabs. I know what it means.
This is just everything I want to eat before I die.
Bucket of wings. Bucket of cheesecake. It's like some of these don't even come in buckets. Bucket of brisket.
Ooh, that sounds so fucking good. You're just putting non-bucket things into buckets.
That sounds so fucking good. Bucket of brisket, dog.
Are you eating brisket out of a bucket? I don't know. This place is called Food and
Bucket. Bucket or trough, it don't matter. If it's brisket, I'm in there, but right?
They got a thing where you can fill a bucket up with different stuff. My first layer is brisket.
Next layer is red velvet cake, you know? You gotta throw some sweets in there.
We can bring you a plate.
You didn't even have a chance, man. Fat boy, you finna eat some food out of a bucket, you fat bucket boy.
You know what my bucket list was for this year? To lose 40 pounds. That was actually on my bucket list.
Be for real, though. What was that?
For real. He said be for real, though.
40 pounds of what? Weight?
Yeah.
40 pounds of what? Freckles.
How much does each freckle weigh? 1 pound. Why would he make that? Like, you got to do something you can try.
Well, this is before you
he
die,
said,
right?
No, for real. What you want to do?
Bucket list. Or you mean?
He said this year. This year.
Well, that's not a bucket list.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to lose this 40 this year.
That's a resolution.
Either I'm going to do it the right way or
you're not big enough to get gastric bypass.
I will gain the weight to get
you gonna
big
gain
enough.
The 40?
That's so much more fun.
Yeah.
It's like, I ate a bucket of chicken 6 months straight like, mm-hmm. to get these abs.
Absolutely. Oh. Now, I missed every flight in between. Man. Got way too big for the seats. I'm not gonna hold you there.
I got a bucket of stuff.
But I got a six pack now, bitch.
All right, Pat, yours, it was 40 pounds?
Yeah, 40 pounds.
All right, so what are you going to do now, though, since that was out? What's your backup bucket? Like, what's it attainable?
How about a 40 piece? Just 40 piece. I think I can knock that back. I'll hit up the lady.
I can knock that back today. I heard you got some cases.
He goes to bail this lady out of jail. Vera Liddell, who bailed me out? What?
It's time to get the operation back up and running. Chicken is back, baby.
He goes puts her right back and she steals $1 billion. Why do we let her in this position again?
They just move her to a different city. Get her right back in the school board.
Steals from him?
They're like, your lawyer is here. She sits down in his chair. He slides a pack of hot sauce. Like, you know why I'm here.
You know what you're doing. You're picking up what I'm putting down, baby girl. What's your name? Call me Red. Hot sauce.
Call me Hot Red.
Call me Red.
Call me Fryer.
Oh, my God.
I'm your push-up.
We're flying.
From ghetto to ghetto to backyard to yard.
Getting the business back up and running is crazy.
We're seasoning the chicken and we're frying it hard.
Frying. Why are you really rapping though? Low-key, that was perfect.
Frying.
Oh my God!
From ghetto to backyard to yard, season the chicken and frying it hard.
That just came to your mind, just like that.
If it's food,
that's
I can do
the real
it.
First bar of the song, but you made your own second bar.
Mm-hmm. I made my own of it.
That's hilarious. All right, here's yours, Pat. When was the last time you changed your opinion about something major?
What's something major? Like a news?
Like a sex change.
Like if you want to go full
before
lesbian
you,
or
yeah,
not.
Before you,
I'll give you something major.
Coochies.
That was like an ad lib.
Coochies.
Coochies.
When I was a kid, I used to think abortion was wrong and being gay was wrong.
Okay.
And then as I grew up, I changed my mind about that.
Oh. Oh, okay. Damn, I got the political one.
That was just mine.
Damn, that's a good-ass question.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you changed your mind on thinking, like, grilled cheese is a sandwich.
that's tough.
Give him another.
Give me another one.
Another one? Here's another one.
I'm strict in my beliefs.
Literally the next question, tell them I'm lying. Pirates or ninjas?
There we go.
Now we're cooking. Before,
it was like,
oh, you asking Pat?
Hold on.
The computer was like, nigga, I thought it was for you. Okay.
It was like, you answered, right?
That really was a random generator. It was like,
it was an existential crisis. What do you think about humanity?
Abortion and homosexuality. What are your views? Okay. Pirates or ninjas? It's like, this is a crazy summit.
Bananas are Banoo-noos.
That is as far on the other side of random as you can be. All right, existential crisis, political views, like,
No.
What do you like, ninjas or pirates? That's like, okay, pirates being ships, I like that. Ninjas have the little things.
Like, you like that? I like that.
And you're just walking around a TED Talk stage. All right, pirates or ninjas?
Let me paint a picture for you.
Let me give you some. I'll blow your mind.
Listen, pirate like, no pads
up.
Why not both?
I am the captain now.
Poof. Ahoy, matey, schwink.
That's Spider-Man, okay?
It's not Ninja Storm.
Pirate ninjas works, but ninja pirates does not work.
Yeah, that does not work.
That's a very different thing. Like, where are these pirates in this dojo? They're all loud. No, that's the
word. Where did you come? They got the peg leg. They can't flip.
They singing.
Yo, ho, yo. You're letting them know you're coming. That's not a good ninja.
That's hilarious. Ninja pirates work. Pirate ninjas, terrible.
That they're in the terrible dojo with hooks, like, messing up his
back. There's so many holes in the sofas and the bed.
Remember Batman trained to be a ninja? What if he trained to be a pirate? Just like, I'm going to learn everything from Ra's al Ghul first. Arr. How does that help?
He swabs the deck.
He just knows boat chores.
Catch the wind in the sails.
I've never been in a fight before.
But boy, I can find the wind on the seventh sea.
How are you going to help Gotham? I can help the harbor. As land police. You got to call
I know
the
how to dock a ship like nobody's business.
Hey, Joker, walk the play. There's not a boat here.
I'm in a building. How fast could you be to the harbor? How fast could you get to the water?
Just throw the bat signal by the water. Just only put it by the water.
Could you meet me here? I'm the one with the X or the skull.
Be downstairs trying to change his name to Boatman.
He's trying to call Batman by raising the flag like, this is infinitely taking way longer. And this is way high to do this. Like, most boats are like 15 feet top. That thing was like in the sky.
I never see it. There's buildings in front of me.
And it's raining today. So the flag's not blowing. It's not even windy. Yeah. The flag is just standing. Just down.
I think we all know that ninjas are better. Like,
ninjas
by that
are
conversation.
Better. You have Teenage Mutant Ninja
and
pirates
be smashing each other on the boat. That'd be nasty.
They be smashing.
They'd be out on sea for like years smashing each other. Yeah.
Because they always say there's no women allowed on a boat because it's bad luck. It's just because y'all want to do gay shit with nobody watching.
That shit.
They got off at the places and had sex.
Nah.
Then when they get off, finally, after like 6, 7, 8 months. But what you think they do in them 8 months? That's what I need all that liquor for. Mm-hmm. So I'll never remember this.
Cartoons made pirates like, hey, a treasure and fun and stuff. It was.
But they were doing like it was ass
rough.
And
rough butt sex.
And scurvy.
That's how scurvy started, from butt sex. On some pirates.
Pirate butt sex. And then they just got them off the boat and just went
around. Scurvied around.
Scurvied around. They scurvied. Huh.
All right. Enough. This has been I saw
this
on the internet.
That's how you end the show now?
Enough.
This has been I saw this on the internet, Ninja Pirate Edition.
We got to one topic.
We did. It was great.
Oh my God, one by one,
we're getting better. Check us out wherever you find your podcasts or on YouTube every Monday. New group of comedians, new group of stories. Sometimes we pay attention to topics, other times we don't. I've been Kev on stage. This has been Lulu Gonzalez. To hear more, Patrick Cloud. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye, guys.
How do I place this order? Y'all.